Arthur Moses, SC, is the President of the Law Council of Australia, and he joined me earlier. Arthur Moses, what did you think about the two raids?
I think the concern which the Law Council has in relation to the raids goes back to the concerns that we raised when the legislation was amended last year. We put the government on notice that the provision, section 122, subsection 4A of the Criminal Code that came into effect on the 29th of December 2018, may be deployed against journalists. That is, that journalists may be charged with committing a crime if they published information that fell within the category of section 122, despite there being no intention to endanger national security or the defence of the country, which would then shift the onus on a journalist to establish that they reasonably believed that it was in the public interest to publish the material. And that in turn could lead to that journalist having to disclose as part of their defence the source of the information.
Do you want that reviewed?
Absolutely. I mean, in 2003, Sabra, the Howard government, through Attorney General Williams, pulled a proposed amendment to Section 79 over fears that it would stifle freedom of speech and transparency of government. And what we've said to the Parliament before this legislation was amended, and we say it again, can you please look at this provision carefully in order to ensure that it does not put the media in a position where they can be accused of a crime for simply publishing material that is in the public interest in order to expose misconduct or activity by government that demonstrates maladministration.
Should there be a Bill of Rights given that there is no explicit protection in the Australian Constitution?
Absolutely, Sabra. The Law Council has been calling for some time for a Bill of Rights to protect, in effect, the freedom of speech. And this also extends now to other areas, as we've seen in the media, such as the religious freedom laws. The government really needs to sit down and look at these issues rather than dealing with them on a piecemeal basis. But this case exposes why we need to have a Bill of Rights.
And that's Arthur Moses, SC, the President of the Law Council of Australia.